William arrived at the group of trees in the hills. "Murren," he called softly, and then again, more loudly. "Murren," he shouted, but there was no answer. Murren was in prison. Heselrig looked at her proud eyes. "Why isn't she afraid of me? She's just a girl," he thought to himself. "And who is this man who can fight 6 of my soldiers at the same time and beat them?" he asked. "His name is William Wallace," one of the soldiers answered. "He has a farm along the valley. Let's burn it." "I want him, not his farm. And he wants you, my beautiful girl, and you will bring him to us." Heselrig took Murren into the village square and tied her to a tree. The villagers came to watch.
"An attack on the king's soldiers is an attack on the king, and this is what happens," he shouted.
He calmly walked up to Murren, took out his knife, and cut her throat. Blood ran from the cut, and she was dead. William found his friends at old Campbell's farm. "Have you seen Murren?" he asked them. "She got away. I saw her. I saw her." William searched their faces. Old Campbell told William that Murren was dead. William could see that he was not lying. He went outside. The moon shone on the purple flowers among the grass. William's wild screams, angry and sad, cut through the black night. William Wallace jumped on the nearest horse and rode to his farm. He took his father's great sword from its hiding place. The rebels followed. All through the valley, people took up their weapons and ran behind him towards Lanark, where Heselrig and his men were waiting. Wallace rode on. He stopped in front of the line of soldiers just outside the village. He was not afraid. He was ready to kill.